Shalom, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is a recording of Parenting Through the Parsha with Rabbi Matt Shapiro.
I was out of town last week for a conference outside of Atlanta. My in-laws live in Tennessee, and so right after the conference in Atlanta, I drove up to quickly meet Sarah and my kids. We spent the weekend with my in-laws, and then I flew back, and Sarah flew back with the boys the next day. And if I'm being honest, I recognize that I was just not at my best as a parent for those couple of days. I was kind of cranky with the kids. I didn't show up the way I would have hoped for with Sarah or for Sarah while with her family. Didn't feel great. Not irreparable, but not great. I drove back down to Atlanta to fly home from Atlanta. Had the pleasure of a flight by myself, which is very different than flying with kids. Rested at home on Monday night and went to pick Sarah and the boys up from the airport on Tuesday. And after I got a bit of a break, I did show up differently on Tuesday and for this week so far. I'm not counting my chickens, but it's been a pretty good week. Not perfectly, but differently. And I think the fact that I had that drive back down to Atlanta and the flight back and an evening at home, as opposed to driving right up immediately after a four-day conference to be with my kids, I think that made a big difference. And I see that reflected, of course, in the Parsha this week. We're coming out of the mess of Ki Tisa when we made the golden calf and the consequences that ensued. It's a messy Parsha. It's a tragic and challenging incident in our collective memory. So it's interesting to see, well, then what? What does this next Parsha have to offer us as a general framing? And in Vayakhel, this week's Parsha, it's actually a lot more of what we were seeing in the two Parshas beforehand. If this Parsha seems repetitive, it's because, well, it is. There are pieces of this Parsha that are nearly, if not completely, identical to the Parshiot that came beforehand in terms of how we should be making the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and the work that we need to do. But before we get into those pieces that are nearly identical, there is a subtle but important difference, which is that before we get into the work of the tabernacle, Moses talks about Shabbat. Moses talks about what we should refrain from on the seventh day. And then it goes into the instructions for how we should create the tabernacle. And Rashi says in his commentary that Moses intentionally mentions these rules before talking about building the tabernacle to make sure that people know that the work of construction does not supersede what we should do on Shabbat. Extrapolating from this, the idea that this is about placing priorities. This is about us making sure we know what should really come first. And so we can then see this as we've learned a lesson, because 3 weeks ago, when we started hearing about how we should build this, it wasn't preceded by a description of Shabbat. And so we got all into that work. We got so engrossed in those efforts, and then we messed up. And so now there's potentially a fixing in this, that before we dive into the work, whatever that holy work is, we need to pause. That work doesn't take precedence over the rest. It's actually the other way around. We need to take a break, and then we can move forward. And I then see that reflected in the way I fell short, and then in the way now this week I've been doing a little bit better. And also point out I haven't done anything dramatic. There have been no grand gestures in my showing up as a husband or as a father over the past few days. I made sure to go pick him up from the airport on Tuesday. Yes, I did make sure to change out the cat litter, which is not always my job. I helped to make sure I make the lunches on Wednesday, which I don't always do. But it's these everyday tasks, the way in which I'm showing up as best I can, and that's what's making the difference. And I think that that pause from Monday evening into Tuesday was instrumental in helping me to recenter myself so I could get back in to showing up the way I want to and really need to. There's another comment on this verse from the beginning of the parsha from the Or HaChaim, who makes an interesting comment about sort of the inner spiritual significance of what Shabbat can do. And he says the reason that the Torah emphasizes the work that should be performed on the weekdays is that it's a hint that if we observe Shabbat as a holy day, then the work required for maintaining ourselves during the subsequent 6 days will take care of itself. That if I do what I need to do on Shabbat, no worries the rest of the time. I'll be okay, right? The self-maintenance that I need to do for my inner psycho-spiritual well-being will be a fait accompli, no problem. I don't know that I fully agree with that. I don't know if it'll take care of itself per se. But generally, in my experience, and certainly looking back on this past week, I do think it has made substantially easier, both in terms of the practice of Shabbat specifically in my life and what that offers me, and in this general framing of essentially putting on my own oxygen mask first, and making sure that I'm where I need to be so then I can show up for the people I care about as best I can for them. And I think it is worth considering the sense that parenting is creative work. We're creating a home. We're trying to create an environment and create a space and create relationships in a way that our kids can grow and flourish and thrive. And it takes a lot of effort. It's hard. And so if I'm going to be able to show up and create the way I want to and need to, I need to make sure that there are those moments of pause, those moments of reset, those moments of reflection, so then I can go back out to the world and do the creating that I need to do. And so I hope that heading into Shabbat, that we each get the pause that we need, that we crave often, so that we can show up for ourselves and for the people that we love as we do the holy work of building that space in our homes and in our lives for the people that we love as best we can.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcast site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am, Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.